the weekend breakfast program. And this morning we are speaking to Quraysha Mullah, who has a number of years of experience in recruitment, certified with the African Professional Staffing Body. Her passion is helping candidates secure fulfilling careers, also assist clients with career development and assisting training and developing recruiters. Recruitment is her passion. Quraysha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
salam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you,
Mulana? Alhamdulillah and jazakumullah khairan for joining us this morning on the program. Now, in this month, we have seen that there have been a number of threads on Twitter that have stood out, people saying that they have sent out their CVs, but none of them have even reached the interview process. Now, this sparked conversation on social media and other circles as well as to how to land that interview when job hunting, and why are job recruitment agencies, or what role are they playing, the vital role that they are playing in all of these situations. So let's start at the very top. What is a recruitment agency, and what is their role when it comes to job placements?
A recruitment agency is an organization that matches employers to employees. So this happens when an organization has a vacant position or a few vacancies, and they require quick methods of filling these positions. Agencies have methods and pools of candidates that assist companies to save time and money. So they're basically the middleman between a candidate and their employer.
Okay. Now, Quraysha, you know, the do recruitment agencies play a role in who makes it for the interview process?
This is a bit of a tricky one, because the role is basically to provide the best suitable candidate from the specific job descriptions and briefings that companies give these agencies. As much as an agency can put your CV forward, it's still up to the line manager of the company to select you. So if that specific agency knows their client, they're going to know exactly what the client is looking for. There's a lot of misconception around, you know, an agency can organize a job, but that's not the case. It's definitely more about how an agency puts you forward to that employer as well. So it plays a role between the agency as well as how you represent yourself properly on paper, as well as in the initial interview with the agency.
Now, as was mentioned earlier, that many people have come out and said that their CVs haven't even, you know, reached the interview process. They've sent their CVs to a number of companies when people are looking for jobs and so on. You are someone that's in the field. What would you say would ensure a person to at least make, you know, the job interview? What makes a CV stand out? And what are some of the rules that people should, or some of the tips that people should keep in mind when applying or when sending through their CVs?
So it takes a recruiter about six seconds to browse the CV. So your name and surname always needs to be highlighted. Your contact details needs to be on your CV. It's always easy to say, oh, I applied, no one called me, but then your contact details are either wrong or it isn't there. It's your time to brag. So I'm sure if you saved your money, saved your company money, or you implemented a new system, or you assisted with a new and you were vital for the success of that project, add your achievements to your CV. It's your time to brag. It's your only way for that recruiter to basically say, oh, wow, this is the guy I want to speak to. This is the lady I want to speak to. Be honest in your CV as well. If you're going to add a skill, I have attention to detail. Make sure there's no spelling errors. Make sure your spacing is correct. Highlight the important parts. If you're going to be adding a whole lot of job responsibilities, make sure you add everything that you're doing. Do job responsibilities be sufficient? Because there's a lot that you're currently doing in your current company or previous company that you haven't added to your CV, which isn't going to allow you to stand out. So for me, those are the most vital things I look for, team looks for, when we are screening and shortlisting candidates.
I think the contact information are very important. Recently, I was receiving a number of emails, and I think what had happened was someone applied for a job, or I'd send their CV through, and they probably put my email instead of their their email, and I've been receiving these emails for a number of weeks, and I've even tried to contact them and somehow trying to figure out who this person is so that I can forward it to them or tell them that, you know, you need to sort out your CV because you've probably got the wrong email on there. That's why I kept on receiving all of this, but to no avail. I haven't been able to find that person, but I just keep on, I realize, you know, that when you are sending through your CV or applying for any job, how important it is to have the correct contact details.
It's very important, especially if we have names that are very similar or very common in the world. We need to make sure the source of it is all of that.
Question, final question. Many are out of job. Many are looking for jobs. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants everybody prosperous jobs. Any special advice you want to give to somebody who's job hunting?
So I would honestly tell it could be someone that is just coming out of university and looking for positions, or someone that was retrenched recently due to everything going on in the world with COVID. Know your career goals. Plan ahead. Make sure you have a proper CV and cover letter. Know your CV. It's quite common that, you know, people apply and when you get called for an interview, don't even know what you put on your CV. Research the companies that you're applying for. Know the culture of the company by either researching the line manager or the people in the company. Apply with confidence. It becomes so common that candidates will just send in a CV, say, hi, please find attached. You need to mention the role you're applying for, why you're keen on that specific position. Also, don't be afraid to follow up. Not every day, but at least twice a month if you don't hear anything. It always shows that you are proactive, and that person on the other end is going to remember you and be like, oh, Muhammad, okay, I remember him. Another thing that I want to highlight is that mention the salary that you're currently on and what you're currently expecting to earn as well. It's so important for the person on the other end to know that, you know what, I can afford him or I can't afford him. And lastly, always keep upskilling. There are online courses like Udemy and Stack.com that offer free upskilling courses that you could be either upskill on your admin side or something on IT or finance. It's always important to keep upskilling yourself. These free courses, even though they won't carry NQF levels when it comes to certification, but it shows that you are still, you know, you still want to learn and keep learning.
Okay.
I think those are the important things, Chi.
Quraysh, this is a message that has come through here from one of the listeners. And to the listeners, if there is any other questions, drop us a message at 072-786-1548. They want to know that in terms of the CV or when preparing your CV, references, should that be added or should it be put in the email that it will be provided on request?
So with regards to your CV and if you're applying for a position, make it known that your CV is attached. And with references, you can always say that please request it on, it's requested on availability. But if you've had like 10 jobs, make sure that you at least put in 3 references, past references, and then you can say, I will be able to avail my most recent references once the process begins. Mm. Some agencies, which is actually terrible, do call some of the current employees, which is not part of our ethics policies, but some always ask for your permission. With POPIA in place, we have to ask the candidate for permission before calling any references.
Okay. Well, Shah, JazakAllah so much. Allah reward you for your time. And yes, our dua to everybody is Allah grant everybody prosperous jobs, inshallah. JazakAllah. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 23 minutes past 8 o'clock, you know, talking about jobs. Look, searching for a job can be a super stressful, as it can, you know, help us in fulfilling our needs. And, you know, it can be a nightmare. And at this time when jobs are very few in the market, the number of candidates is doubling day by day, making it hard and tough for people to land a job. And somebody wants a dua for the jobs. You know, you may find many duas for jobs on the internet, but most of them aren't verified or cited from verified sources as well. And inshallah, you know, read two rakats of namaz, beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read two rakats salatul hajj, and inshallah, Allah will provide, Allah will grant rozi from unseen sources. Ameen.